The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
They get a check for earned income tax credit, and then there's our schools. Had enough? Then join the campaign. Support is needed of every citizen to tell our president and Congress, stop it now. Call the California Coalition for Immigration Reform, toll-free, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. That's 877-NO-ILLEGALS. Or go to sayno2illegals.org before it's too late.
I'm Steve Remage, president of the Association for Los Angeles Deputy Sheriffs. Today's message is about our county bureaucracy and how one aspect of the needless duplication of oversight effort might finally be closer to an end. Last Tuesday, the County Board of Supervisors requested a report from the new CAO on the performance of the Sheriff's Department's Office of Independent Review, the so-called OIR. The OIR might finally be asked to justify their $1.2 million annual cost. And that's good news to anyone who pays property taxes in Los Angeles County. The Office of Independent Review was added to the sheriff's bureaucracy 7 years ago to improve the perception of accountability among our ranks. Since we are already reviewed externally by County Counsel Merrick Bob, as well as our own internal affairs, internal criminal, and FBI, OIR doesn't seem to serve any real purpose except to provide public relations cover to the sheriff. Rather than paying lawyers to second-guess hardworking deputy sheriffs, we prefer the $1.2 million be spent on new patrol deputies in our county's underserved, unincorporated areas. That's a much more effective use of the resources. I'm Steve Remage. Please drive carefully, and thanks for listening.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. then tell Congress to say no to the FDAA.
And now, a heavyweight in the fight against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating the popular rage.
Stupid people of America, and I mean that. Stupid, stupid, stupid people of America, if you ain't mad, something's wrong with you and you ain't paying attention. The citizens of the United States, as a majority, and yes, we are the majority, they have decided that the illegal alien invasion of our country is the biggest issue of our time. Now, you can dispute that with some of these people on the radio will tell you that other issues are more important and that we're one issue people and nobody cares about this. But I can prove that this is the issue of our time. By the way, the American people shut down the switchboard at the United States Senate earlier this year. Now, having said that, as all informed Americans and regular listeners to this show know, since the federal government has refused to act on this most important of all issues, many states have taken it upon themselves, and rightfully so, to pass legislation to beat back the illegal alien invader. One of the biggest advancements in this move is the Oklahoma State Bill 1804. Now, like all bills of this type, the legal challenges were inevitable. We know it's coming. It has happened in every place, including Prop 187 here, Prop 200 in Arizona. Every time it happens, there are legal challenges. We understood that. Well, last week, this bill was in court due to a lawsuit from the racist separatist organization, the National Coalition of Latino Clergy. I wonder what Jesus would say about that. I wonder what Jesus would say about a clergy that starts breaking itself down into races. Black preachers, white preachers, Latino preachers, Asian preachers. I wonder what the Lord and his son Jesus would say on that subject. But we'll get to that another time. Now, some of the plaintiffs in the case were themselves illegal aliens who had filed, are you ready for this? Anonymously. They filed a lawsuit against 1804 anonymously. Now, all 1804 says you can't work in the state of Oklahoma. People will be prosecuted if they transport, harbor illegal aliens. You cannot employ them, and they cannot get welfare. Having said that, these people filed anonymously against the state. The case was heard by Judge James Payne of the U.S. District Court of Oklahoma. His ruling was swift and decisive. Instant justice. He dismissed the lawsuit, and his reason was simple. The plaintiffs were illegal aliens. They were, you ready for this? For the redundancy of the statement, they were illegal aliens who were illegally in the country. And they had no legal standing. Now, how can you sue the state if you're illegally here and you have no legal standing in the country? And that's what he said, and he was absolutely right. In his ruling, he writes, quote, "The court is convinced that the proper remedy for the injuries alleged by the plaintiffs, all of whom were in violation of federal immigration, is not judicial intervention, rather simple compliance with federal immigration law," end quote. Do you understand what he's saying here? Not trying to say. Do you understand what he's saying? They don't need relief granted by the court. Just leave the damn country and you will no longer suffer from State Bill 1804. There will be no more hardship if you just take your sorry, illegal butt home where you belong. And there will be no consequences. Just go. You got to make no speech, no lawsuits. Just go. Get on the first thing smoking and roll on up out of here. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, Judge Payne was also disturbed by the fact that the plaintiffs who admitted their unlawful status were suing anonymously. To that, he said, quote, "These illegal alien plaintiffs seek nothing more than to use this court as a vehicle for their continued unlawful presence in this country," end quote. In other words, they were going to use our country to allow them to stay illegally in our country. Unbelievable. But he wasn't having it. He said, you got to go. It is so refreshing, folks, to see a no-nonsense judge who thinks with the two L's. And I love the two L's, folks, law and logic. He used them both, law and logic. Here's a man who obviously gets it. It's a matter of legality and absolutely nothing else. Now, as I have said many times, if the strict interpretation of the law is followed, I will always abide by the decision. Even if I don't like that decision, I will abide by it. Sometimes decisions are made that I don't like I think O.J. was guilty, but you know what? The court said he was not guilty. The jury said it. I was done. It was over for me. I didn't keep hashing it around with people. Well, same thing with this. It's the same thing with the interpretation of the 14th Amendment. If it gets to court, I want to see how it's going to turn out, and whatever that decision is, I'll abide by it. That's the way it is. Now, this racist coalition of Latino clergy is not going to go away. But one thing we can be sure of, folks, with each ruling, like this one from Judge Payne, and God bless him, these laws will become stronger and more attractive to other states. As they see that we can do this and get it past the court system, they will start saying, you know what, this is not a waste of our time or our state's money. We can make this happen. Right now, the state of Rhode Island is looking into it. Right now, the state of Kansas is looking into it. Right now, the state of North Carolina and the state of Arkansas are all looking into getting something going against this illegal alien. And you got to love it. They are winning with what they do, folks, and we are winning. And like I always say, we need more soldiers and we need more battlegrounds. Each one of these municipalities, each one of these states is a battleground, and we need more of them. And as we increase these battlegrounds, we increase our strength. We increase our ability to fight stronger and harder and continuously. This is fabulous news, and like I always tell you, let's celebrate it, folks. Let's revel in it. Then let's get back to the fight, because there's more to go. They're not going to let up. We got to stay on this. We have them on the run right now. We really do. And all of the detractors, all the naysayers, all the Huckabees and the Larry Elders and the O'Reillys who tell us that we have to amnesty these people are wrong. They are absolutely wrong. They did not shut down that Senate switchboard. They did not send millions and millions of emails and phone calls and letters to the United States Congress telling them that we want this fixed merely to say we want the border secured and then we can amnesty the people. No! We don't want nobody amnesty. We want the border secured and we want these people deported from our country by any means necessary. We can make it uncomfortable for them so they will leave on their own, and those that are left we go after and we get them and we put them out of here. And this is our country, and we are the ones who will say who stays and when. It is our decision, not theirs. And we're doing a good job of that. I love it. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Los Angeles is a sanctuary city disaster, courtesy of Antonio Villaraigosa. The good news is you can do something about it. My name is Walter Moore, and I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I've got the credentials and platform needed to turn this city around. What I don't have yet is the $150,000 needed to qualify for matching funds and get a guaranteed spot in the televised mayoral debates. That's where you come in. People just like you have already contributed more than $10,000 to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which paid for this ad. All I need now is another $139,000 to get in that debate, clean his clock, win that election, turn this city around. We can repeal Special Order 40, but it's up to you to contribute. Will you help me save America's second largest city? If so, go to moreisbetter.com, two O's, moreisbetter.com. We'll make this city great again. Moreisbetter.com. Thanks.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America. I want to remind everybody out there that has friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all those good folks tonight listening in Las Vegas at KDWN 720 AM. All the good folks listening on our station in Phoenix, KFNX 1100 AM, and all the people listening on the RBN Network, welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, don't forget. You nasty, I'm nasty. If you're nice, I'm a I'm a pussycat, folks. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. The clown of all horriblest clowns has once again reared his horrible, ugly head. Now, as we approach the end of the year in 2007, clowns are all vying for the coveted title of Clown of the Year. We've got the guy who has won 2 years in a row popping his head up last Tuesday, King George Bush. What a despicable, horrible, despised man in this country right now. Now, the liberals dislike him because he's a conservative. I dislike him because he's not a conservative and for other things that he's done. But this week, this clown really, really ripped it with me. He pardoned 29 convicts, folks, 29 convicts, and he reduced the sentence of one more. But still, after doing that, he refuses to pardon the wrongly and politically convicted Border Patrol agents Ramos and Compian. Now, these are two guys, you know the story. They shot a armed drug dealer who is back in jail on a no bail hold right now on some new charges of drug dealing since this, and he's right back in jail now, and they shot this guy in the line of their business, taking care of United States business for the American people. They fired on this man, they wounded him, he's okay, he lived through it. Guess what? They go to jail for using their guns. Unbelievable. That is just outrageous. It is obvious to me and all American people why these prisoners are still in jail. It is for politics. George is making a statement here. He's screaming loud and clear, Border Patrol agents, if you do your job, you could possibly go to jail. Now, how much comprehensive job you think they're doing on the border? How much you think they are actually saying to one another and saying, you know what, we better ease up on this. We don't want to go to jail like Ramos and Compian. And who were these 29 people that he pardoned? People convicted for election violations, people convicted for stealing government property, taking kickbacks in military procurement contracts, and listen to this one. Carjackers, a moonshiner. I didn't even know anybody even still did that. Carjackers, a moonshiner, and numerous drug dealers. These are the people that George Bush finds appealing, and he wants to give them a second chance. Unbelievable, but he won't give it to the Border Patrol agents. You know, I've got a million reasons why I don't like this guy, but the way he's handled Ramos and Compian really, really, really irritates me. He could pardon these people, and it would be over and done. They should never have been convicted in the first place. And trust me, folks, when I tell you, they will be out of jail. They're not going to serve these sentences. But George Bush is making them suffer while he lets drug dealers, moonshiners, and carjackers get pardons. Unbelievable. He sucks. As a president, he has sucked. As a man, he sucks. As a governor, he sucked. But more than that, he's the most horriblest clown of the week. And you know what? I used to get emails from the Republicans and the conservatives. You can't talk like that about my president. You know what? Every one of them that ever said that has written me back and says you're being too easy on him. Rip him up a little more. And this has got absolutely nothing to do with how much better he is than some liberal Democrat. He stands on his own. His legacy will be written someday. And as a result of that, he's going to go down in history as being one of the worst presidents this country has ever seen from both sides. Conservatives and liberals alike can't stand it. All right, folks, we promised you a guest. This is the second time this has happened. We promised you Tom Tancredo. We're waiting for him to call. We understand he's out here running for office, and we have to be very flexible when it comes to that because he's the kind of guy who will come if he can, but we know he's busy. He's doing the work of the American people, and we appreciate that. So what we're going to do, we're going to get right to the callers, and we're going to wait for him to call in. If he calls, if he doesn't, that's fine. We'll have a show here, just us folks. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's go to Kevin calling from L.A. Kevin, what do you hear? What do you say?
Yeah, Terry, how you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, you know, Tom Tancredo, you just mentioned him.
He's the man.
You know what? I looked on the web. It is Tom Tancredo who has bought the invasion. I won't say illegal immigration problem. The invasion to the forefront. He has shaken up all those Huckabee, Giuliani, Romney,
You know what, Kevin? He's made them have to talk about it. If there was no Tom Tancredo, and let's be real, if there was no Duncan Hunter, there would be no discussion right now in these debates about this invasion. They wouldn't even be talking about it because none of them want to talk about it. You know, Huckabee's horrible. Giuliani's horrible. There are all these guys. McCain, I don't even want to talk about him. Oh. And let's not even talk about the Democrats. But these guys are absolutely horrible. And they don't want to talk about it. They want it to go away because of Duncan Hunter and Tom Tancredo. It is an issue now. And they have to discuss it.
And Terry, when are you going to have Sensenbrenner on the show? James Sensen. Now,
Well, here's the problem with Sensenbrenner. You know, he's kind of wishy-washy on the subject, but he's done some decent things. I met him on numerous occasions in Washington. But you know,
authored H.R. 4437 now.
Here's the problem with Sensenbrenner. He's back east, and eastern politicians are kind of hard to get on the show because of the hour. You know what I mean? And it's Sunday, and they're spending time with their families. That's why we consider Brian Bilbray and Dana Rohrabacher and Tom Tancredo so precious, because they will come on with us even though they're home with their families, and we appreciate them for that. But we'll try to get him on. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
We've had Virgil Gould from Virginia and other congressmen from back east on from time to time, so we will try it.
And let me say this, and I'm gonna let you go now. You know, Jim Gilchrist, he warned Congress, which is Democratic controlled right now. He said, if you give these people amnesty or don't do nothing about this invasion, you could have insurrection. I think he said you will have insurrection in this country.
Well, he was absolutely right. And there will be insurrection here. And anybody who recognizes that, including him, it's just inevitable. It really is. American people are fed up. They're sick of it. And they're going to take it back any way they have to. Kevin, thanks for the call, buddy.
Okay.
Call me again.
All right.
Let's go to John calling from Lakewood. John, what do you hear? What do you say? Pretty good.
Well, you better be sitting down because I got some news for you. Jim Gilchrist, the founder of the Minutemen, guess who he's backing for president?
Mike Huckabee.
Huckabee.
Yes,
Isn't
sir.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it is.
Because, heck, why can't he support Tancredo or Duncan Hunter?
Well, you know, I read a statement that Gilchrist made. And don't get me wrong, I was as outdone when I saw what he did, and I think it's an outrageous pick that he made. But, you know, everybody picks who they want, John, and I can't tell a man who to pick. But it's outrageous, anybody who picks Huckabee. Huckabee is one of the worst people. Now, we're speaking about the illegal invasion, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to that invasion, you can't get any worse unless maybe it's McCain. Huckabee's track record as a governor was absolutely atrocious.
He wanted to give in-state tuition.
Absolutely.
And nobody else. And if it hadn't been, as you said here a couple weeks ago, if it hadn't been for the legislature, it would have gone right through.
Absolutely.
It just shocked me.
I haven't talked to Gilchrist. I would like to ask him. Maybe you can try to contact him. Maybe he'll talk to you about it. Yeah. Ask him what he was thinking about. Now, what he said was, he was going for the lesser of evils. Well, you know what? I'm about sick of the lesser of evils. I'm sick of that one.
Because here you have two good men. Well, even Ron Paul, if he'd have supported him,
it would have been understandable, but not Huckabee.
Any of the bottom three are satisfies me. Tancredo, Duncan Hunter, or Ron Paul.
Well,
any of those. Three.
As far as I'm concerned, Huckabee, McCain, and Giuliani are the bottom three.
They're as bad as the Democrats.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Keep up the good work, Terry.
All right. Take
Bye.
Care. All right. Let's go to Barbara calling from Orange County. Barbara Cole, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. This is Barb Cole of CCIR, California Coalition for Immigration Reform. Thank you for your wonderful presentation on our opposition. And I want to invite all of your listeners to our very exciting meeting on December 26th, the day after Christmas. So we will not goof up your Christmas preparations. When Saul Lasauskas, who is a proud naturalized American citizen, has a very powerful and shocking PowerPoint presentation regarding how all of us can work tirelessly to prevent the overcome of our nation, stop the SPP, stopped the NAFTA highway from hell and stopped the treacherous open borders globalist North American Union. Again, the date is December 26th, the day after Christmas. The time is 7:30 p.m. And anyone who needs more details, we hope you will contact us toll-free at 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, Barbara. Hope it's a great meeting. You take care. Thanks for the call.
Thank you so much, Terry.
All
God
right.
bless.
Take
and
care.
And Merry, Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same to you. Take care.
Okay.
All right, folks. Looks like our guest is not going to show again, and I give Tom a pass. I understand, you know, he's really out here. He's everywhere. He's running for president. And we take that chance when we try to get him on during his campaign and everything. And it's just one of those things. But we will have him on again when he gets a chance. But don't worry about that. We're all here tonight. The lines are full. We're going to get to everybody. We're coming up on a break, folks. Before we go to break, I just want to say this. You know, we do need your help to stay on the air. We will have the calendars out. Next week, we'll start sending them out. Everybody that contributed last week and this week, this will be the second week we're going to start. Everybody who sent us a letter. And you know, I don't care what you send. Just help us out. And we will send a calendar to everybody. You don't even have to request one. All you got to do is just, you know, send that letter in. Send it to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643. That's the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard. Number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. You can also contribute on PayPal. Go to our website, theterryandersonshow.com. There's a PayPal button right there. You can hit it up. And if you contribute on PayPal, just send me an email with the word PayPal in the title so I can make sure that, you know, I don't delete it. And I will know that you and just send me a note saying you contributed on PayPal, and we will, and with your name and address, and we'll send you a calendar. No problem. But we do need your help to stay on air. We're going to play this clip through the end of the year. It's one of our favorite clips, folks. And the reason we play it, there's always somebody who hasn't heard it. But it's a hard-hitting clip. It does not signify the feelings of all Hispanic people. We're not saying that. What it signifies is the feelings of those racists who don't want anybody here but their race. And this is a guy, Señor Agustín Sabeda of the Brown Berets de Aslan, who is a racist, separatist, hate group, a vicious, violent group that attacks elderly people and other things. I have been there and witnessed that myself. I was there the day he made these statements. But this is a clip that will just show you how they feel about us, how some people feel about us, and what they want us to do as American citizens. This is all racially based. It's courtesy of CCIR, and it will give you an idea just what we're up against when we try to fight this invasion of our country. I hope you people listen to it in that vein and don't transfer this to all Latin people, just to those who hate us and those who are against us and those who hate this country of America.
Agustín Sabeda, Brown Berets, we're here today to show L.A., show the minority people here, the Anglo-Saxons, that we are here, the majority. We're here to stay. We do the work in this city. We take care of the spoiled brat children. We clean their offices. We pick the food. We do the manufacturing in the factories of L.A. We are the majority here, and we are not going to be pushed around. We're here in Westwood. This is the fourth time we've been here in the last 2 months to show white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, L.A., the few of you who remain, that we are the majority, and we claim this land is ours, it's always been ours, and we're still here. And none of this talk about deporting. If anybody's going to be deported, it's going to be you.
Come back to Simi Valley, you skunks! Go back to Woodland Hills! Go back to Boston! Go back to the Plymouth Rock, you pilgrims! Get out! We are the future! You're old and tired! Go on! We have beaten you! Leave like beaten rats!
You old white people, it is your duty to die!
Even their own ethicists say that they should die. They have a duty to die. They're taking up too much space, too much air. We are the majority in L.A. There's over 7 million Mexicans in L.A. County alone. We are the majority. And you're going to see every day more and more of it as we manifest, as our young people grow up and graduate from high school, go on to college, and start taking over this society. Our people are, the vast majority of our people are under the age of 15 years old. Right now, we're already controlling those elections, whether it's through violence or nonviolence, through love of having children, we're going to take over.
Plaza Fuerza, this is Aslan, this is Mexico. There are pilgrims.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
884-9396. Call now, 1-800-884-9396.
870 KRLA.
Guess what you'll hear if you call the City of LA's 311 number to report graffiti or an abandoned sofa.
This is Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa. Soy su alcalde Antonio Villaraigosa. Bienvenidos al sistema de Los Ángeles 311. Si esta es una emergencia, por favor cuelgue y llame al 911.
To continue in English, press 1 now.
Can you believe that? To continue in English, press 1 now. This is America. L.A. is America's second largest city. But if we leave it in the hands of Villaraigosa and his fellow career politicians, L.A. will be more and more of a third world dump every single day. We can fix it. My name is Walter Moore. I'm running for mayor of L.A. right now. I need you to contribute to the committee to elect Walter Moore, which bought this ad, so we can make L.A. a great place to live and do business the way it used to be. Go to WalterMooreForMayor.com. We can fix L.A. WalterMooreForMayor.com.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we're talking about the illegal alien invasion of our country. You know, folks, somebody asked me the other day, I get tons of emails. Somebody asked me the other day, how come you don't talk about other stuff? Let me tell you why. There's a million things I'd like to talk about. I would like to talk about gun control, and we used to. We had shows on that, you know, back in the old days. I would love to talk about the Second Amendment. It's important. I believe in gun control. I'm an avid guy for gun control. Well, gun control to me means two hands. I mean, I think we should all, you know, use two hands. It's better. I think the Second Amendment and the protection of it is only as good as the First Amendment, is only good as the protection of the Second Amendment, because one protects the other. I would love to talk about abortion. I think abortion is murder. Not that I'm going to go out and pick at some abortion clinic. You know, I'm never going to stand in the way of some woman who wants to viciously and violently murder her unborn child. That's not my thing. I mean,
I have feelings on it, though, that I would like to talk about. Here's the problem. I believe this illegal alien invasion, if it's not fixed, not checked, we're not going to be able to fight these other problems. We won't have a place to fight them from. We won't have a place to talk about education and voter fraud and all the other stuff that make up this country and or make this country bad right now. We must fix this invasion because we are being diluted now as a society. And here's another thing. We got 1 hour on the air every week. If I start branching out into 1,000 different things, what are we going to get done? We are known for this issue now. We are nationally known for this issue. We have been on Lou Dobbs. We have been on 60 Minutes. They came here and filmed the show. That's no brag. Is fact. And the reason I even mention it is to tell you that the fact that we have focused on this issue has brought us some type of publicity. Not that I want any for me, but it's the issue. It's like we said about Tom Tancredo when Kevin called a few minutes ago. Without Tom Tancredo, guess what? And Duncan Hunter, guess what? This issue, especially Tom, this issue would not be an issue at the debates. And us being on the radio every week hammering away at this has made this a debate here in Los Angeles and in every other city where this show is on. And that's why it's important that we keep our focus until this problem is fixed. And we must continue. We must continue to do what we're doing. Let's go to Carol, calling from Los Angeles, first-time caller. Carol, what do you hear? What do you say?
Remember that little segment that you just played right now where they're going, go back to Plymouth Rock?
Yes, ma'am.
All that stuff. I got a tip for Tancredo. Next time he's on one of these debates, he's got to play that. He's got to play that.
It's good stuff, isn't it?
He's got to play. He's got to say, "Are you going to give me 30 seconds to respond? Here's my response."
Yeah, and you know what? You know what, Carol? It's one of the best fundraisers we have for the show because every time we play that and comment on it, somebody gets so angry they send us some money. So it works for us. We should send this guy a check for making the statement. He helps us raise money. But anyway, go ahead.
You know, I would take a risk. I would just play that on net because everybody's going to see it at the same time.
Yep.
Especially all those ugly comments, especially we're already controlling elections.
Yep.
We're already, taking over the schools. And people are going to see that and going to get angry. And for the life of me, if illegal immigration is such a big issue, why on earth is Huckabee the front runner in places like Iowa, who's been so upset about illegal immigration?
Here's the answer to that. A lot of people who are upset about it are falling for his flim-flam. He's got this 12 or 15-step thing that he's doing now that he's promising he's going to secure the border. He's promising there would be no amnesties. Well, you know what? All the promises are fine, but when I look at your record and I see how you acted when you were the governor of Arkansas, I kind of have a tendency to not believe you. So why would I continue to believe you? Why would I continue to listen to what you have to say when you proved to me when you were in office that you're basically a liar? I would love, Carol, I would love to be in those debates. Not that I would ever run for president, but I would love to be in those debates. And I'm not saying Tom or Duncan or any of them should say what I'm getting ready to say, but I would love to step up to Huckabee and say, you know what, Huckabee, you're a damn lie.
He is a liar.
You are a liar and a sack of beef manure. That's what you are. You are a liar because when you were the head of the governor of that state, you went to the LULAC convention and condemned us and said that we were bigots and xenophobes because we were against this invasion. You were for in-state tuition.
He's
for the Dream Act. This guy's for all of this.
He is a Democratic dream come true.
Absolutely.
They're sitting around going, you know what? If our girl loses, you know, Hillary, and this guy comes in,
they would love him.
We're going to get along.
Absolutely.
That's what they're thinking. The people in Iowa don't realize is that they're being played.
Well, they're doing the lesser of evil thing, Carol. They're looking for somebody that they think can win and somebody they think that can beat can beat the other guys who are allegedly less conservative. But this guy is no real conservative. What he is a liar. He is a liar, and he's somebody who has proven to us over and over that he is against us on this issue, absolutely against us.
We're going to get Bush all over again.
There you go.
And another thing, that what you just played also, that recording, whoever's the front runner for mayor or is thinking of running for mayor ought to make a TV commercial and use that.
That's Walter Moore.
And use all the footage from all those rallies where they got scarves on their faces.
I have a feeling Walter Moore is going to do just that when he gets in the position.
We need a TV ad because there are a lot of moms, a lot of soccer moms that I know from my kids' school that have no idea.
They really don't.
What's going on? Because
when people, Carol, when people hear this, it awakens them instantly. Carol, thanks for the call. You call me again.
Okay.
Take care. Let's go to Martha calling from Santa Monica.
Hi, Merry Christmas to you and
thank
your
you,
family,
Martha.
Terry.
Thank you. How are you
and
doing this evening?
Let me just say this. Let's not get caught up in the same old game of voting for the lesser of evil.
That's right.
You know something? This is not the general election. This is the primary. This is when you choose the best of the least.
That's right. Well said, Martha.
And Tom Tancredo can still make a statement if we give him our votes and bring his percentages up so it's a shock
yep.
to these people that are running. Remember, all members of Congress, all members of the House are running for re-election, and one-third of the Senate are running for re-election. And I would like to see this issue at their heels every minute of their campaigning.
Absolutely.
But don't get caught up in sending your money. Send it to Terry. Send it to Tom Tancredo. But don't get caught up in this whirlpool of fighting to get your guy, who is at best the least of the worst.
I would agree.
Let me just say this. This is the Christmas season, and they'll expect us to back off and not do anything. If you called once, I want you to call twice
yep.
and three times
yep.
during this holiday.
Let them know. Let them
so
know. You
let them know that we mean business, and I don't want Huckabee. I don't want the man from what is his name? John Giuliani.
McCain.
I don't want any of these. They're all
horrible.
Lying.
Horrible and despicable.
They're lying to you.
You know, Martha...
I remember, if you give me the time, I remember Bush did a flyover of California. He didn't even come here and campaign because he knew that Republicans were not going to win in this state. They're not going to win this time.
They never will, not in this state.
Yeah,
Martha, thanks.
They're not going to win this time.
Thanks for the call, Martha.
Thank
good,
you.
Good stuff. We appreciate it.
Bye.
And you know what? What really gets me? I listen to Sean Hannity, and I, excuse me, I do listen to Sean, and I while I'm working usually, and I got him on, but I'm really sick of the politics. It's the same old routine every day about the Republicans are better, the Democrats are horrible, same old thing. And he's pretty much right on that. Don't get me wrong, but you know, he says I like Giuliani. I like Huckabee. I like McCain. I like Mitt Romney. I like all of these guys, but I like them all for different reasons. I hate them all for 1,000 reasons. I hate them with the same intensity that he likes them. I wouldn't vote for John McCain to be a toilet washer. I wouldn't vote for John McCain to check the troops for the clap. I wouldn't vote for him for anything. I think he is a despicable human being. I'm sick and tired of hearing about his war record. What have you done for me lately? Don't forget me. I mean, don't get me wrong, folks. I applaud people that serve this country. And I say it's a great thing to serve the country. But you cannot run for president on that because you got captured and were taken to a POW camp. My heart goes out to your family, but you've got to show me what you're doing for me now. You are destroying the country. He is still saying that we have to make sure that border's secure. He says, I've learned my lesson. We got to secure that border before we do anything else, which means he's still ready to amnesty these people. So is Huckabee. So is Giuliani. All of them are still ready to do it. And we're still talking about these people are viable. How in the world can a person like Hannity say he likes these people? I tell you why. Because they got that little R next to their name. That's why. Because they've got that R next to the name. To me, I want to know about their character. How can you be for somebody like Giuliani when he's working on his fourth wife? This guy's been married three times. Now, where's the fidelity with this guy? How are you going to tell me he's going to tell me what to do for my country and he's going to do the right thing as the president of the country when he can't even keep a woman? I mean, something's wrong here, folks. And if that was a Democrat that had been married three times, I guarantee you that Sean Hannity would be hammering away at this guy's marriage record. But he's not doing it with Giuliani. Now, I'm not picking on Sean. What I'm saying is these conservative talk show hosts don't care. As long as the guy is their guy, they'll let him get away with murder. Let him get away with murder. John McCain is horrible. Giuliani is horrible. Huckabee is horrible. But they keep throwing those names out there. If Hannity and Limbaugh and the rest of them were talking about Duncan every day and talking about Tancredo every day, guess what? They would get traction and the people would understand who they are. But nobody knows who they are because they won't give them time. Whenever you hear Hannity, refers to two people by their first name, Hillary and Rudy, the one he doesn't want and the one he does want. Let's go to Jerry, calling from Victorville. Jerry, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I say this. I say Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year to you and the staff.
Thank you, sir.
And I hope you get what I sent you. Secondly, to give yourself a Christmas gift, folks, up the amount of money you send to Terry this next year. And send as much as you can during this Christmas time. Ask your family members to send money too. Now let me say this. We are in a battle like the founding fathers were when they found this republic. We're all not going to support the same guy, but we are going to support the same constitutional ideas that Terry has brought forth. Now, John Walsh did a special thing on the, the two border guys this week, and he did a fantastic job. We are winning. You may not think so. They thought George Washington wasn't winning. But he went back and won because he had faith in God, family, and country. I have faith in Terry Anderson. I know Jim Hillcrest. I support him. I support CCIR. I support anybody who is willing to fight for this cause. Because as Terry has said, and I'll always say it once, if we don't win this battle, it won't make a heck of a beans what other battles we win.
That's right. All right, Jerry, thanks for the call, buddy.
God bless.
Take care. Jerry's right. This battle is the most important one we could ever fight. You know, a lot of people have written and asked me what I think about the Gilchrist endorsement. Well, you know, like I say, Gilchrist can endorse whoever he wants. That's his business. I think Huckabee's despicable, so I think the endorsement is despicable. And I surely would like to ask him what he was thinking about, because this is just outrageous. The other thing is, Chris Simcox recently came out in favor of illegal alien children getting benefits. So you got to wonder, what's going on with people? What are they thinking about? It's just unreal. But, you know, we will not flounder here, folks. Our position is the same. They all have to be deported. Every mother, son of them, they got to go. They got to get out of this country. We will not accept anything less. We want the border secured? Yes. We want the port secured? Yes. We want them deported? Yes. We want them kept from coming in here? Yes. Do I want them to have a great life? Yes. But I don't want them to have it here. I want them to have it where they deserve it, in their own country. Let's go to Pete, calling from Paradise. Pete, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, I just want to, maybe I can get a ball rolling here. I'm really getting tired of calling up a phone number for somebody that I'm paying good money to for a service. And I just renewed my insurance with one of my trucks. I'm a general contractor. I got a work truck. I got a Jeep. And I got a couple other service vehicles. And I'm really tired of calling up a number and hearing dial one or press one for English and hearing a Spanish intro. And I dumped every single one of those companies.
Good for you.
And I merged all my vehicles on another company. I don't want to bring up any names. Who doesn't do the press one for English and all that kind of stuff. And both my Harleys, I dumped my insurance company that also, when you call up, they say, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da in Espanoli and, you know, stay on the line for an English operator. Well, I'm paying a little bit more for the insurance on both my work vehicles and my bikes and my RV. But, you know, to me, it's worth it because I don't want to have to pay money to waste other people's time on language that really doesn't belong in my country. And it's like, if it costs me a little bit extra money and I don't have to put up with the press one for English thing, it's well worth it.
Well, you know, Pete, that's like
start a trend.
That's like employing, and I agree with you, and that's like employing American people. You know, it's easy. It's absolutely easy to hire some illegal alien at a cheap price and say how cheap he is, but it's a little harder to pay a little extra to an American, give him a living wage that you want, and make sure he has a way to live. You know what I mean? But we're quick to hire these, not we, but Americans are quick to hire these illegal aliens and then brag about how cheap they were. You know, why don't you just go out and buy you a slave? It'd be a whole lot better.
And I followed up all these phone calls, and I sent letters to each and every company that I canceled and said, here's why I'm canceling you. English is the language of the United States of America, and I don't want to have to be burdened with any other language or press anything for any other language. And I don't know if that's going to, you know, do anything, but, you know, now I'm to the point where when I go to the store and I buy a product and it's got English on it and Spanish below it, I'll buy the more expensive or less expensive product that doesn't have a second
every time.
Language on it. And I think that's what we all need to do.
We do.
I'm tired of it. I think everybody else is, too.
We do, Pete. And the thing about it, the thing that really amazes me is we as Americans haven't learned that yet, but we're going to have to. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right. Hey, keep kicking butt, Kerry.
All right. Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, I was glad when Barbara Cohn was on and she mentioned SPP and NUA. This is like 1,000 times worse than them crossing the border because they want to merge the three countries together and make a Soviet Union out of the North American continent. There's two victories we can achieve this year. One is to elect one of those great three congressmen, and of course Ron Paul is the strongest one. He's got more support than Tancredo and Hunter have combined. Tancredo really should run for the U.S. Senate seat that's going to be vacated in Colorado by Wayne Allard. He can win that one.
You call him and tell him, Elliot.
And anyway, I want to mention I was at this rally today, and they must have had about 1,000 Ron Paul supporters. It was a big crowd. I mean, it looked like it could be about 1,000 people. And there's a lot of money being poured into his campaign by individuals. So ordinary folks like us are digging in their pockets. We call it the second money bomb, and he's going to break another record. And he's going to be on Meet the Press to talk about this next Sunday. So he's going to be on broadcast television, which is a real breakthrough. So people who now don't have cable or who don't have the Internet, they can actually watch Ron Paul at 8 o'clock Sunday morning, Channel 4.
Got to go, Elliot. Thank you.
And everybody should watch him and start supporting him because all three of them can't win. But here's a chance where we can win with one of these great candidates.
Well, I won't even give my opinion. Ththanks for the call, Elliot. Let's go to Ron calling from L.A. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, in Philadelphia, there's a professor who's comparing the Speak English sign to the Jim Crow era. Number one, the Jim Crow era, people were brought here. The Speak English sign, if people don't like it, they could go back. And also below the Speak English sign, it says management reserves the right to refuse service. And if you notice this went back before the illegal alien issue became big. Any store owned by Hispanics says we reserve the right, but nobody ever complained about discrimination.
I've been in Hispanic stores where you couldn't get any English. I've been in Korean stores where nobody could help you. Nobody spoke English, but nobody said anything about the discrimination there. But there's discrimination all the way around. And as far as us being able to speak our language and understand our language, we have that right as Americans. We voted. It was a vote between German and English, and we voted on English, and that's the language of this country. We're not saying people can't learn a second language. It's a good thing to be bilingual, but it's also good to be tied together with one language, and that's what we're getting away from here, and that's what we got to fight for. Ron, thanks for the call.
Thanks, Terry.
All right, buddy. Let's go to Nana, calling from Chattanooga, Tennessee. Nana, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas from everybody here at Free Republic.
Well, you give mine to them and tell them I really appreciate them. I appreciate all their loyalty there, and you guys doing the thread for the show every week is really nice, and we appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, you take care.
It will. Merry Christmas.
All right, great folks at FreeRepublic.com. Folks, let's go to Fred calling from Las Vegas. Fred, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yes, Augustine Saavedra is the Punta Way.
I hope you got that there, Alex. All right, let's go to Greg calling from Reno. Greg, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Terry.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I saw Pretty Boy Floyd Romney and Huckabee on Glenn Beck last week, and they were doing an interview. Now, Pretty Boy Floyd, when he was asked point blank, would you pardon Compion and Ramos, said he'd have to think about it. Now, either this guy's been living under a rock, or he can't be bothered to find out anything about it, or it's just business as usual. And if you listen to him talk, he's obviously all about cheap labor for his buddies. He'd be Bush Light at best.
Wow.
And Huckabee
was talking
about this ridiculous fair tax.
Yeah.
And he claimed that if corporations didn't have to pay any taxes, that prices would go down. Well, guess what? When they went and got cheap labor overseas and brought in cheap labor, prices didn't go down.
No, they didn't. You know what happens? You make a pair of Levi's over here, Greg. The Levi's cost you $5 to make. You sell them for $50. Now you go to China, you make the Levi's for 50 cents. You sell them for $50. You know what I mean? The savings never got passed on to the consumer. The savings went in the pocket of the guy who's making the Levi's. Don't get me wrong. I think a guy should get stuff made as cheaply as he can. But in this country, he should at least pay an American wage to the people who are going to buy his product. This is what angers me so much. What good is it? You know, if we had a war today, what could we produce? How could we fight anybody? We can't produce anything anymore because all of our businesses are gone overseas. And I hear these people, these Larry Elders and others, who talk about, you know, it's good. We should be buying the cheap steel from Japan. We should be buying the cheap products from China because it's good for the consumer. Yeah, pretty soon the consumer won't have any job to have any money to consume with. What happens then?
Yeah, they're killing the goose to lay the golden egg.
There you go. Thanks for the call, buddy.
All right, thank you.
All right. Let's go to Ingrid calling from Nevada. Ingrid, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hi. Perry?
You have to turn down your radio.
Okay. I'll walk in the other room. Okay.
Go ahead.
Perry?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I've got a question to ask.
Uh-huh.
A couple months ago, there was that big accident in the New Hall Pass.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing has been said about those missing drivers who caused the crash?
Not a word. They just up and walked away.
Yes. I mean, why hasn't anything been in the paper? They should be able to be traced because of the trucks, because the trucks were burned.
They may have been traced already, Ingrid, but they're not going to tell us who they were because we know who they were. They were illegal aliens. They shouldn't have been in the country driving trucks. And as a result, the media is not going to tell us. Now, you may get on Fox News or somewhere else, but the Alphabet media is not going to let us know who was in those trucks. They will keep that from us.
Yeah, because I used to live in Santa Clarita, and so I know exactly where that was.
I do, too. I go through there all the time.
Yeah, and I've just been dying to hear them finally say it.
You won't hear that. Ingrid, I got to go. Thanks for the call. Call me again.
Thanks, bye.
Real quick, let's go to Scott calling from Hartford, Connecticut. Scott, what do you hear? What do you say? You got about 10 seconds, buddy.
Hey, just agreeing with that guy. Maybe get Ron Paul up to the plate first, and then maybe Tancredo can bat cleanup. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I would be in favor of that. I just don't want these idiots, these front runners up there. Those are the ones I'm just totally against.
Without a doubt.
Yep. Scott, call me again, buddy.
I'll do that.
You take care.
Me on.
All right. Thank you. We got Pat and Tom and the rest. Can't get to you. The show's over, folks. I want to remind you, we need your help to stay on the air. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. Don't forget, this week with the Swings, you can read two great columns on our website. And I want to thank everybody who is involved with the show, because without these people, I couldn't put the show on. I want to thank my screener. We don't screen the calls. He's the guy who takes your calls. Mel, for taking your calls. I want to thank my fabulous, fabulous, fabulous engineer, Alex Cano, my producer, Michael Wallner. I want to remind you folks, Kevin James, every weekday evening, 9 o'clock here on KLA, buy something made in America, folks. It is very, very important. New movie review this week, I Am Legend. Horrible. Save your money. You can read it on our website, theterryandersonshow.com. I want to thank everybody who calls in. Don't think we treat you bad. Sometimes your calls get dropped or whatever, folks, but it's just the way it is. We try to respect everybody. We appreciate your calls. We appreciate your wisdom. I wish more people would call or disagree with me and be nice so we could have a nice disagreeable discussion, but seems like they are afraid. We'll see. Don't forget those three websites we talk about every week, folks, theterryandersonshow.com. Don't forget our buddy Rusty Childress at immigrationbuzz.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, americanpatrol.com. Stick around right here on Carol A for Loris Rascala Live. She's coming up right after us. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy.